The Food and Drugs Authority has stepped up efforts to educate food vendors on best hygiene practices. These are part of efforts to reduce the incidence of cholera in Accra and other regions. The senior regulatory officer of the FDA, Edward Acha, said this when GBC cholera and Ebola campaign team made a stopover at Opetekwe at Ablekuma. He cautioned the public to make personal hygiene a priority.
The Food and Drugs Authority is educating the food vendors. Mm. And then all our message is geared towards enhancing their delivery in terms of personal hygiene and general hygiene, you know, in food preparation. We believe that if we send these signals to them, they should be able to improve on their food hygiene practices. Along the same way, we're trying to let consumers also know that, well, personal hygiene is very, very important. And so there are certain things they should look out for, even for the vendor who is selling the food. What we want consumers also to know is that before you buy food, you commit yourself with your money to buy any food at all. Look at the immediate surroundings. And George, you would attest to the fact that as we are sitting here, right here in Opetekwe, having this program, the flies are hovering all over. All over. I'm even finding it difficult, you know, and then just to avoid swallowing, you know, a fly here. So much. So, and then these are the carriers of the bacteria or the germs that causes the cholera. And it is also important that people also understand how the cholera disease actually comes about. We keep on saying that it's a fecal oral route, meaning that if you have cholera, you have indirectly eaten your feces or the feces of an infected person. Okay, it is an indirect way, it could be, or directly. And what we mean by that is that, okay, you have consumed maybe your salad. The salad was not properly washed. And then as you walk along the roads, you know, the highway of Accra, you see a lot of vegetable farmers just by the roadside. And then you ask yourself, what water are they using to irrigate these vegetables and salads? And it is an obvious answer, George, and it's using sewage waters. And then this is the same sewage water that comes from people's homes and then the toilets that we drop on into the gutters, and then it rains and then it runs off. And then people, because of toilet facilities not available in the communities, people go and then defecate, you know, on open lands. And then once it rains, you know, it runs off into the gutters. And it is the same water that the farmer, you know, is using to irrigate the vegetables.
The disease control officer at Ablekuma West, Mary Magdalene Anoiba, said over 1,700 cases of cholera have been recorded with 18 deaths in Ablekuma.
In Ablekuma, it's rather unfortunate. As at yesterday, we have recorded 1,791 cases.
1,791
cases of cholera.
As at yesterday.
Suspected cholera as at yesterday. And if I talk of 1,791, there are cases from Kolebu, Dansoman Polyclinic, and Mamprobi fused together. That's just a small part of Accra.
Yeah.
And so we get to know that we are really going through a terrible problem.
Mm.
And it's very unfortunate. We record this in addition to deaths. And we've recorded 18 deaths. It's very unfortunate. Because cholera is something that we can all avoid by just washing our hands and keeping ourselves clean. Our environment, watch what you eat, very important. And I believe it's a bit easy. It's so easy for us all to, such that we would avoid this. Cholera has been with us for years, and realize it comes in every 2 years to 3 years.
The assemblyman for Opetekwe, Isaac Amponsadodu, advised residents in the area to take part in cleanup exercises to rid the area of filth.
The people living in the community, that is in Pase Opetekwe, we should let sanitation be one of our key, because there is this adage that said cleanliness leads to godliness. And by so doing, if we are able to keep our environment clean, means that we really have God in our midst. They should also take it consideration that any time that we announce that there is going to be a cleanup exercise, they should all come out in their numbers to help so that we clean the community to the latter. And also, I would like to advise our drivers who park their cars on the road and then watch them, that they should tell their mates, because it's not the drivers but it's the mates that do those things. When they sweep in their cars, they should find a polythene, put it into it, and then send it into where we have the central container.